This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
03. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Himself from the investigations into Russia because of his contact with a Russian ambassador, one that really gets around D.C., apparently, a former Russian ambassador. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's the story that just won't go away. It's the nightmare before Christmas that gets played again and again and again. So Jeff Sessions says rather than go through this, it'd be better to just recuse myself from this investigation as the Attorney General, to just step away from this and instead call for a special prosecutor, and that's the direction that we'll go in, recusing from any campaign investigation. Trump says, the president, that it's a total witch hunt. And then there's stories of more Trump advisors disclosing, because now everybody feels as though, okay, if I even had a five-second conversation and him a cup of Coca-Cola at the Republican National Convention, then I'm going to say, yeah, guess what I did. So senior aide Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, ousted advisor Michael Flynn, met with the Russian ambassador to the United States at a time when the Trump administration's relationship with the Russians was definitely being scrutinized, okay? So we know that. Kushner and Flynn sat down in December at Trump Tower. Remember, all the people were coming to Trump Tower with Kishlak, according to the people who are describing what happened. It was an introductory meeting and kind of an inconsequential hello is what they're describing it as, a meeting that went on for maybe 10 minutes. Flynn was fired after he didn't talk about those conversations. Now Attorney General Jeff Sessions, as I mentioned, is out of the game when it comes to the investigating part of the Trump campaign, you know, their relationship with Russia, because there was news that came out that he had spoken privately with the ambassador. The White House is saying that the idea that accepting a meeting with the Russian ambassador could be cause for concern in light of the discussion about Russia itself meddling in the U.S. election is ridiculous, characterizing the meetings as just to try to meet international players during the transition period, and that they met with dozens of other ambassadors. So now what's happening is everybody's just saying, oh, I met him for 2 seconds, I met him for a minute, I met him for whenever. So another national security advisor to the Trump campaign, J.D. Gordon, disclosed that he had met with the ambassador at the convention, like I said. He said he did, along with National Security Advisors Carter Page and Walid Faris, too, as well. And they were stressing that they would like to improve relations with Russia, but no chatter about colluding with the Russians to help the Trump campaign. No chatter of that. Wow, so interesting, I think. I think it's interesting at these advisors meeting with the Trump ambassador during the Republican convention, because this ambassador was ambitious and talked to a lot of people, and I'm not defending or just trying to deflect. I'm just saying the obvious, the who, what, where, when, and whys of this. If there was something really there, it'll be interesting to see what any kind of an investigation would yield, and I think the investigation will just be weeks after weeks of saying this, because there is no smoking gun. Where's the smoking gun? You know, Russia's even, now Russia's chiming in, which of course doesn't necessarily help matters, but Russia's denying that the ambassador is a spy, so they're rejecting any of those allegations that the top diplomat in D.C. is a spy because of these controversies over these meetings he had with the Attorney General, the now Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Because it's been reported by a few people that he is considered this ambassador to be one of Russia's top spies and spy recruiters in Washington, according to current and former senior U.S. government types. But they're denying it. But, of course, they're going to deny it. The Kremlin saying again and again and again Russia would not interfere in another country's affairs. Well, I'm not buying that they would not interfere in another country's affairs, but what kind of colluding went on, really, that would have affected the elections, and I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that our elections were wrecked, ruined, smashed in half because the Russians figured out a way to do that. Could they hack into our systems? Do I believe that's a possibility with Russia? I believe anything's possible with Russia. But I'll tell you what, you have to have irrefutable proof of this. And none of that has toppled out. None of that. And what is this investigation going to yield? Hey, coming up, we will lighten the load in our next segment. We're going to take you to the movies, by the way. I know it's become very popular, my cheap movie review. So I don't want to ignore all of you who will be wanting to hear that. Let's go to Grim for a few minutes. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get the call earlier there. Like I was telling Nate, you know, I ain't got nobody wiping my butt for me. I had to do the dishes.
Good for you.
I ain't married my second mom, you know. I ain't got a second mom or whatever they say. Kate, this is most definitely just as aggravating as it can get. And I truly believe if you'll read that book that I mentioned to you by Leon Hahn, because it's all about how the Muslim immigration is going to change this country. And between the Muslims up north at Concave from the East Coast, from Atlanta all the way down to San Francisco to the MS-13 we're having problems with because they're creating more crime coming up from Mexico, we're going to get sandwiched.
Oh, boy, I hope we don't get sandwiched.
Well, hey, you know, it's what is it, the GBLT?
Yeah.
Democrats LGBT. If the Democrats have totally gave up on them, just go look at who they nominated for the DNC. You know, named Keith Ellison, which, you know, really, Perez is a puppet to Keith Ellison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like it. It does seem like that to me, although there will be people that are listening to that that will say, there's no way Perez would fall into that trap. Are you kidding me? All right, Grimster, we got to fly. We're off to the movies. You don't even have to buy a ticket for this one. That's next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Two, three. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black car said, look this way.
All right, it's time to take you to the movies. So what's new? Of course, we just went through the Academy Awards with a big gaffe at the end for the Best Picture. Ah, what a way to start the week out with a really big screw-up. It wasn't La La Land that won Best Picture. In the end, it was Moonlight. So those flicks, at least Moonlight is available streaming. La La Land, not quite yet, but is playing at the movies. There are other movies that are out of big interest. Are you a fan of Wolverine? If you are, you're going to like this one. It's called Logan.
Hello? You know you gotta pay for that, right? Hey, come on.
Not okay!
We got ourselves an X-Men fan. Maybe a quarter of it happened. And not like this. In the real world, people die.
Logan.
I don't want to talk about it.
Logan. Just stop.
Be careful. I need the girl. Fuck her. Go get her.
No.
No.
And we're down.
She's like you. Very much like you.
I am not whatever it is you think I am.
If she needs our help,
someone will come along.
Someone has come along. This is what life looks like. People who love each other. A home. You should take a moment. Feel it. You still have time.
All right, so you get it. X-Men, Logan, Wolverine, right? Supposedly there's an incredible surprise at the end of the movie, a wild twist. Rated R, 93% Rotten Tomatoes. Google users, 96%. IMD, almost a 10 out of 10. So heavily reviewed and liked. It's part of that whole film series, X-Men Origins Wolverine film series, right? Big budget to make this. Will they recoup the $127 million? Probably they will. Logan is a little bit somber, and you could kind of hear that somewhat in what you heard with that little bit of a preview. It's a long movie, 2 hours, 21 minutes. You know by now, Logan is played by Hugh Jackman. Patrick Stewart is in this movie as well. Stephen Merchant, Richard Grant. You'll recognize some of the faces in it for sure. It's in the near future. Logan, who's just wrung out, worn out, all that other kind of stuff, caring for Professor X in a hideaway on the Mexican border, right? That's what we're talking about. So let's move to the next one. I think it's going to do well. The box office, there's no question. I have to be a genius to think that. It's going to do well. All right, then let's go to the next one. It's called Get Out.
You got your toothbrush?
Check.
Do you have your deodorant?
Check.
Do you have your cozy clothes?
Got that.
What?
Do they know I'm black?
Should I?
You might want to, you know.
Mom and Dad, my black boyfriend will be coming up this weekend. I just don't want you to be shocked that he's a black man.
I ain't never seen you like this before, bro.
Meeting family and taking road trips. Don't come back all bougie, man.
Come back and get your damn pants up to your damn stomach.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
Call me Dean. You're hungry, my man.
So how long has this been going on, this thing? We hired Georgina and Walter to help care for my parents. When they died, I couldn't bear to let them go.
In front of my daughter.
I'm gonna quit. She can take care of that for you.
How?
Hypnosis.
I'm good at you.
Are you ready for this?
I'm back in the beat.
So look, I go do my research. Apparently, a whole bunch of brothers been missing in this suburb.
But it's cool.
Bro, how are you not scared of this, man?
Couldn't see no brother around here.
Chris was just telling me how he felt much more comfortable with my being here.
Get out.
Sorry, man.
Get out!
Yo! Rose, we gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Rose, the keys. Just get the keys.
I don't know where they are.
Rose!
Sink into the floor.
Wait.
Sink.
Mom, it's a terrible thing to waste. Terrible thing to waste.
Too many white people are getting nervous.
No.
It's a terrible thing to waste.
Aha, there you go. And this movie now is in wide release. We've talked about it before, but now it's you'll see it in a few more movie theaters. It's gotten some great reviews. It's an R-rated movie, thriller, horror kind of thing. It's the Jordan Peele sense of humor, for sure. Allison Williams is in it, Bradley Whitford, and a few other familiar faces. It's getting a lot of buzz, and I guess that's part of the reason why it went even broader, meaning that more people will go and see it. And then there's this one, Lego, the latest Batman.
It must be great to be Batman.
Thank you. I'm blushing super hard under the mask.
Batman!
Thanks,
Batman! I can only imagine he's going home right now. Party the night away. Surrounded by friends and lady actionwear models.
Hey, computer. I'm home.
I'm home. I'm home.
One is the loneliest number that you ever do.
Master Bruce, your greatest fear is
snakes?
No.
Clowns?
No. It's being a part of a family again.
No, now it's snake clowns because you put that idea in my head.
Sir, you need to take responsibility for your life, and it starts by raising the young orphan you adopted.
I thought I was being sarcastic.
Hello, sequin camera. But his pants are just a little tight.
I got an idea. It's better.
I can only look you in the eyes right now.
Hi, Batman.
The way.
Come catch your greatest enemy.
Superman is my greatest enemy.
Superman's not a bad guy.
Then I'd say that I don't currently have a bad guy. I am fighting a few different people. I like to fight around.
Hi, Barbara Gordon, new police commissioner.
It's my dream in the police force to team up with Batman.
What?
Wouldn't that be better?
I hate everything you just said.
Nice.
Initialize master billing.
Got it. Here you go.
Yes, we did it. Pretty cool, huh?
Why did you build this thing with only one seat?
Because last I checked, I only had one butt. Let's go defeat the Joker.
Woo! We're going on a family trip. I can wear my costume, too.
Well, luckily for us, you left your costume back. Oh, no, under your clothes. That's perfect.
All right, Legoland Batman, Lego Batman movie specifically. Out a couple of weeks, getting a lot of buzz, worth re-racking it. Some of you asked to hear it. And it's very cleverly done, I will say that. Thumbs up. If you have kids, they will love it. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. Before I met you, I'll break a thousand more, baby. Before I am through, I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This one is from Joseph. Kate, I was wondering, I heard you talk about the, This one is from Joseph. Kate, I was wondering, I heard you talk about the small plane crash, and it was really sad, and you made the point about sometimes when you hear those low-flying Cessnas that it's like it is going to crash into your house. And then they had that horrible thing that happened in California, and I guess they even found a survivor. So in one way, it's good that they found a survivor, but can you imagine what that would be like to be the person who did survive? Yeah, there was a woman who was on board the plane when it went down, and she had third-degree burns to 90% of her body. Oh, that's awful. The other survivor, and this happened in Riverside, by the way, the other survivor was found near the crash scene and was helped by people that were there. And three others were killed on the plane, and it's, yeah, it was the Cessna crashed about a half mile from the airport, and four houses were damaged that were close by. Because again, this is like boom, the plane plunges from the sky and you're in your house at that time, and where are you in the house, and how could you even possibly stop? Just run before that. But there's no way. I mean, that just boom went down just so quickly, not a lot of time to frankly react. Speaking of reacting, we got a lot of reaction on the Dow the other day. This one from Denny, who says, the door to the Dow, I love that. That's a tongue twister. Soaring 300 points, Kate, closing above 21,000 for the first time was pretty darn exciting, I have to say. I am one of those people that have a 401k, so that does mean a nice hit for me in a good way, but of course it depends on when you remove things and do what you do with a 401k. But the speech was pretty, I think the speech was, the tone that was optimistic probably is part of what went into making that speech a good speech. And I say bravo once again. Anything that makes the Dow slide up I think is absolutely tremendous. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Frankie. Dow, thumbs up, Kate. Hopefully we see more of that because, you know, so often we see less of that. Yeah, you're gambling. We know that. That's why the stock market is like that. But to see it bounce up, it's always a good thing, right? It's called gains. Who doesn't want gains in their life? Well, not weight gain. I guess I could associate negative things to the word gain. But I'm going to say positive, positive, positive. Okay, then there was a bunch of debate over Jeff Sessions. This one from Wendy, who says, Jeff Sessions is not a good dude. Come on, defending Jeff Sessions is ridiculous. As the Attorney General wouldn't disclose meetings with the Russian ambassador, why didn't he just say he had meetings with the Russian ambassador? That part is troublesome. Whatever was said, it's not even so much about that. It's the fact that he didn't say it. So one guy gets ditched and the other guy gets to say. That doesn't seem fair to me. This one is from Craig. Thumbs up to Sessions. This Russian stuff is a bunch of nonsense because nothing covert was happening there. So I think this is just a way for the Democrats to try to get involved in a way to make it look all ugly. But there's no ugly really happening. Well, I think we're going to see this ugly or whatever continue on for more than a couple of weeks, and then it probably dies down. So that's what I think anyway. Okay, so we are moving. Let's go to Susan. And when I say go to Susan, Susan wrote us an email. Susan says, we are really listening to you in Sarasota, Kate. We've even had a Kate party. We're going to take some pictures and send them to you the next time we do it. We swore we would. We use Kate-isms. And I bet you have no idea what they are, but we're going to send them to you as a surprise. Wow, I can't wait for that. Kate-isms. I probably know what some of them are. And maybe I don't want to know what some of the other ones are. Okay. For something completely different, Alicia asks, I know you keep up with everything, Ms. Zelaney. Did you keep up with what's happening in television with Dancing with the Stars? It's in its 24th season, and they revealed their new cast. You know what's funny? I watched it when Emmett Smith was on, and I thought that was pretty cool because I covered him when he was a Dallas Cowboy, so I wanted to see how he did, and I liked how they did it that year, but that was so long ago. Now, no, I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars, but I do know the people that are on this show. Nancy Kerrigan is going to be on it. There's a professional Bull Rider that's going to be on it. Former Chicago Cubs catcher David Ross, who was actually on a show of mine not too long ago, and Lindsay Arnold are going to be on it, because that's who he's dancing with. NFL free agent Rashad Jennings and Emma Slater, former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member Erica Jane is going to be doing it, Rocky III star Mr. T, Charo is going to be on it. Oh, man, I don't know how they, this is what I would say. I don't know about the pay situation. I guess you get a little bit of a bounce, especially if you did well, or even if you just had some sort of personality, like Simone Biles is going to do it, the Olympic gymnast. But I would think that it's just the workout would just be killer, wouldn't it? I think it would just be killer. It'd just be crushing. Because it looks hard to me. I don't know. This is about publicity. It's about entertainment. So I suppose that's what you have to keep in mind with Dancing with the Stars. And then at the end asks, would you ever do Dancing with the Stars? Well, first of all, I'm not famous enough for them, so they would never tap me for that. If some bizarre thing happened and they tapped me for it, the answer would be, and they wouldn't, but the answer would be no, no, and hell no. No, 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 no. Boy, I'd probably get in great shape, wouldn't I? I could never complain that that would probably be my best shape ever. I'd probably break in half, though, because of that crazy workouts. Okay, so we go to this. This one is from Otto, who says, Kate, I know that you've talked about going to Hersheytown before. As a kid, I've been there, too. The Hershey is cutting 2,000 jobs. Well, the chocolate industry, right? How much chocolate are they producing? And I guess they say that the layoffs are part of a plan to help their international business return to being profitable. And they released their most recent earnings statement, like in the beginning of February, and they say that foreign businesses are not favorable with the currency exchange, and that's part of the problem, the macro. I had this in college, the macroeconomic challenges. So Hershey has been beating Wall Street estimates with their earnings reports. Their stock is up, but the company is doing these cost-cutting things. So, you know, they're trying to figure out what they can do to keep doing what they're doing, to save it, to save the company and in the right direction. It is cool to go to Hersheytown. It is cool. They give you, like, a chocolate bar at the end of it, which who cares that they give you the chocolate bar, but watching it being made, I think, what would that be like to be, like, when that first was started to be the chocolate maker. And the way they have that assembly line and they pump out those bars, Hershey's chocolate bar with almonds. Yeah, to me, that's the best. I like the almonds, not just the plain chocolate. I don't eat that kind of stuff, so it's so rare. It would be like a rare treat for me. Let's put it that way. And then quickly, this one is from Paul, who says, I've heard about your dog. I've heard somebody say it was named Mahalo, and I'm wondering what kind of dog that you have. I have a golden retriever, yes, and his name is Mahalo, which means thank you in Hawaiian, and he is just, oh, just a great dog. Just, you know, golden retrievers, you know what they're about? They want to give love. They like love. They're in love. They're just like, he's like a teddy bear, sort of, on all fours. It's crazy. All right, thanks for all the emails. Appreciate it. Keep sending them to me, americatonight.net.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Segment, I want to go through some odds and ends, some interesting stories that fell in the cracks that I want to bring up on the show. One of them is this story that I was just reading about 82,000 millionaires moved to another country last year. Oh, I feel so sorry for them. Made millions. Where should we live now? So anyway, the 82,000 millionaires that left, and the New York Times did a report on this, so they were digging up all of the numbers. Australia is now the top destination for millionaires, with 11,000 moving there last year. The U.S. has 10,000 new millionaires. Canada was third on the list with 8,000. So what is that about? It's just an attractive destination. They say Australia was a place that Chinese millionaires wanted to go because of their proximity, because of its clean environment, because of the private schools, the political stability. Those were the top reasons why to go down under. The kangaroos. It's about the kangaroos. All right, how about this? So you're the CEO of a company called Uber. Yeah, you're happy, right? So the Uber CEO apologized for an argument with a driver saying he needs to grow up. Yep, Uber CEO Travis Kalanick said that he was ashamed after video emerged of him arguing with an Uber driver. He got into it with a driver over fares in February. It was recorded on the dash cam of the driver's dash cam and turned over to Bloomberg News. And he, of course, said, oh, my job is as your leader to lead, and that starts with behaving in a way that makes us all proud. This is not what I did, and it cannot be explained away. And so the video showed it. And he had to do that, right? So Kamal, who is the Uber driver and has been an Uber driver since 2011, said he was upset, told him he was upset because the company lowered prices for people who took the Uber Black service. Uber Black cost riders $4.90 a mile or $1.25 per minute in San Francisco. And today the service charges $3.75 per mile and 65 cents per minute. So they lowered it. Well, they're feeling the pressure of other services, Lyft, that's out there, and other services that are coming on board. So that's why they undercut it. But that, of course, is affecting the driver, right? And I know I took an Uber somewhere, and the driver in New York was complaining to me about the same thing. Speaking of money and complaining and being a CEO, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer is going to forego bonus and stock grants because of this massive security breach. If you didn't hear this, she's going to give up that annual bonus. And Yahoo disclosed last year two massive user data breaches that occurred in 2013 and 2014, which led Verizon to lop $350 million off from them. And when it happened from that, the purchase price for Yahoo's internet business, that's where they lopped it off. So her annual base salary is $1 million. She's got Yahoo stock options and restricted stock units, which is valued at $86 million. So she had a compensation package of $36 million, and, you know, go from there. So the whole idea is, okay, then we're going to forego it this time around. I guess that makes sense, right? Again, there's no way to feel sad, right? There's no way to feel sad because, oh, how much are you not getting this time around? How much are you not getting? All right, and here's an ending with the odds and ends. Remember Colin Kaepernick is going to opt out of his contract, apparently, with the 49ers. So all of the hubbub over the national anthem made him super high profile. And after becoming a high profile athlete for reasons unrelated to sports, Colin Kaepernick is moving on. Yeah, he's opting out of his contract, giving up $14.5 million in base salary to become a free agent. So he let them know, and they also let 32 other teams know that they're opting out, and that means he still wants to play, but he would like to play someplace else other than San Francisco that is plagued with all kinds of difficulties, although there's a new GM, there's a new coach, there's some reasons maybe, to be optimistic. But I use the word maybe in there, right? Maybe. All right, let's go to another one. We've been talking about California and all the rain that they've gotten. This is good odds and ends. For sure, that has happened. We had Annie Zdarovich on, a Hollywood correspondent, earlier in the week, and she was talking about that. But deep snow in the Sierra Nevadas helped end the California drought. So the average depth of snow in the mountains is nearly twice its normal level, which means the state as a whole is no longer in a drought. The Times reported that the Sierra Nevadas, which, of course, we all know, run north to south, cover 24,000 square miles, provide about a third of the water supply during the year when the snow melts in the spring and in the summer. So the winter has been pretty wet for California, the most in two decades since they've seen conditions like that. A report last month actually said California snowpack was the deepest that it's been, and at one point the average depth was 173% of the normal amount. So that's good news. That whole conversation about the drought, what are we going to do, has been lifted. Yeah, so lifted because of the water, and I would say, of everything that you have to deal with in California, that is a positive. Absolutely a huge positive. All right, this is really sad, but there's a story about this guy, Bob Harper. you may have heard of, the Biggest Loser star Bob Harper's serious heart attack had many people wondering, how could that happen to a fitness role model? And he is a role model. But they say, and I always wondered this, but there are studies that point to pushing your body too hard can be dangerous and might have been a factor. So this new research is finding that too much of the good thing is not a good thing. Too much exercise can damage your heart, setting you up for a heart attack or potentially fatal irregular heartbeats. Harper's just 51. He said he suffered a heart attack 2 weeks ago and is recuperating. He was working out at a gym when he was hit with it. But his life was saved by a doctor who happened to be there and used CPR with a defibrillator to keep him alive. He was unconscious for 2 days. He spent a week hospitalized before he was released. He has to wear a heart monitor and hasn't been cleared to return to Los Angeles. Wow. He says it's genetics and he pushes himself too hard. And I think there is something about the pushing yourself too hard. Extreme exercise. I know some people that are extreme exercisers, and I mean, I don't know, I get it. They feel good. It's a mental thing, all of that, but it's not good for your, is it worth it? You know, was this part of the deal that all of a sudden the electrical system, boom, it just takes a hit and you're this specimen of incredible proportions. You know, you're just fit, and people look at you and that's what they see. And he was a super fit guy, but boy, the risk of the heart attack, I'd love to know more about that. I'd love to know more about what some future studies, what they're looking into in future studies that could show us how much is too much. When do you push that wall too hard and you're not getting enough rest? When is that going in the opposite direction? And I'm sure all of us can be guilty of that at some point, but be careful out there, right? How about this? The last one to end on. There's new information, new data that shows there's been an increase in wire fees from the U.S. to Mexico since January. So I was reading The Hill, and The Hill says that Mexican banking data shows that there was a 6.3% increase in remittances that were sent from the U.S. to Mexico in January of this year compared to 2016. The difference amounts to about 500,000 transfers. So Mexico got 26.9 billion in money transfers from the U.S. last year. It's a regular thing because of what happens, people who are sending money back, and how are they sending the money back? And of course, that's how they're doing it. So that's not uncommon, but the number is pretty big, don't you think? But now Mexicans have pushed back on Trump's decision to build a wall, and they've been pretty critical about the crackdown on illegal immigration. That could have a big effect there. All right, thanks so much to all of you for listening to yet another hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.